Reports have come out that apparently you can claim plastic surgery on Medicare. And this made my ears prick up because I'm like, I could do with a bit of plastic surgery. New nose, maybe.
What else would you get?
I don't know. Maybe like Botox.
What else?
I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you what you need?
Oh, no, that's okay. No, we'll save that for another time. We thought we'd get an expert on to talk to us about it. So please welcome to the show TV's Dr. Zach Turner from Today Extra. Morning, Dr. Zach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Morning, Zach. First of all, just to clear the air, Ellie actually doesn't need anything. She's perfect just the way she is, just in case you wanted to paint a visual of Ellie.
So many people were about to call and abuse you, Josiah.
That's perfect. I guess we should start off by saying that this is a safe space. So if we do call out any issues from anyone, then it's a safe space, apparently.
Okay. So. Yeah. That's our show generally is. Don't you worry, Dr. Zach. So what's the deal with this? Can anyone just decide that they want a boob job and go in and get it done for pretty much free of charge?
Well, certainly anyone can just decide that they can have surgery, but they definitely can't go and get it free of charge or on Medicare. So Medicare is there to sort of help the population with issues and problems that normally, if they've got issues for now, or could become greater health issues or greater costs in the future. So certainly some people definitely do qualify for things like a nose job or things like a breast augmentation or sort of a boob job or different types of surgery. But this is often based on either a loss of weight or it's actually inhibiting their other life in some way.
So I need to prove if I want to get boobs put on that something is causing that. Or say I need a breast reduction that my back's sore. You need to prove that for them to then be able to claim it on Medicare.
Totally. So if you've got large breasts, I guess, but this is also done on a case-by-case basis because everyone's a different size in terms of their height and their weight. and some person's breasts may not be an issue for another person. And in fact, some people like a lot bigger size or might have back troubles and other things. And so often they'll do things like a breast reduction if you've got ongoing back pain or you've got sort of in the further down the line in the alphabet for boob sizes, and it's becoming an issue and you're getting back pain or even, I mean, for some patients, especially getting older in age, they can become so large that you get sort of the skin folds beneath the breast and they actually become excoriated. Wow. You can get fungal growths and all sorts of delicious, wonderful things.
Beautiful, just like my toes. Yeah. Dr. Zach, say I want a new nose. It cost me $25,000. That's how much it is for a new nose. They say unless medically you need it. I ask Ellie to punch me in the nose. All of a sudden I could probably claim it because I've got an injury. Is that how it could work?
Look, potentially. I mean, it depends on the kind of the hook that Ellie's got. If it's a decent hook.
I don't want to brag, but I do F45. I'm pretty fit.
We're going to go down there. No, so a lot of people have a lot of trouble breathing while they're sleeping, and there's a lot of trouble with sleep apnea. And so a lot of people, when we go and say, oh, look, you can get a nose job on Medicare, well, often what happens is you're actually getting a rhinoplasty or you're getting a tunneling out inside your nose. They can often correct a few things at the same time, or you might be able to add that on at the same time. It depends on your surgeon, but certainly there's a lot of people out there who have played sport and have had broken noses and now have got septum deviations and things where they can't breathe properly. But the long-term complications of having sleep apnea and the becoming overweight and then the cardiovascular problems and all those issues are in fact going to be a lot more expensive. And so once again, this is one of those things that Medicare are often happy to look at because helping someone out in their earlier years will mean that they'll have less complications and less costs later on, potentially.
What about something like scarring? Like I've got a bunch of scars over me because I fell off a scooter a couple of years ago. Could I claim them? You know, it is technically cosmetic, but it was caused from an injury.
Yeah, so scars and especially from trauma and things, and so people that got scars from burns and other reasons, once again, it's on a case-by-case basis, but we are in the medical field and want to give patients a great outcome if they've had injuries, and certainly if injuries are on really obvious areas of your face or if you've got things that are inhibiting your work and it's affecting your mental health and your self-esteem, those sorts of things are really important. And once again, helping out with a scar and doing some things with the scar, if another surgery is going to be helpful. Because some people who just have scars, they just keloid. And so the issue being is that if we then go into another surgery, the chances is that they might have the same sort of scar again. Hmm. But certainly with people like, we say, big bellies and things like that, and the massive guts, and then after they've lost a whole lot of weight, and you've got sort of massive skin folds and things like that, that can actually become a real health issue, because you kind of grow things. I mean, humans, we grow lots of things, and people that have lost a lot of weight have lots of excess skin, and you kind of go, oh. It's actually kind of called an apron. But for people that have, and good on them, they've lost a lot of weight to make themselves a lot healthier and to live longer. But I mean, if they were to jump off the side of a cliff, they would probably fly to one of those. I didn't mean to suggest they should jump
wings,
off.
Wings, bingo wings.
They have kind of wings, and you do, and you get these larger wings. And wow. So that's really depressing for people who have gone and lost a lot of weight.
No, that sounds like fun if you can fly. Wings. Yeah, I still can't be able to fly.
I still can't get over the fact larger people get fungi in between their folds.
they definitely do. And having been, I was a nurse before I was a doctor, so. Certainly that back in the day, there were some very interesting patients that had all sorts of fungally things underneath all sorts of folds. So we'll leave that alone.
Wow. All right. Well, it's interesting stuff. Wow. So make sure you look into it if you're considering plastic surgery for medical reasons.
Yes, please.
Get around it. It may be a lot cheaper than you think. Dr. Zach Turner, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.